This is KUT. It's been more than a year since the Federal Drug Administration changed the label for a widely used abortion pill. Before the update, medication abortions were almost completely inaccessible to women in Texas, thanks to a sweeping abortion law known as House Bill 2, or HB 2. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, that has changed in the past year.
When Texas lawmakers passed House Bill 2 in 2013, they put abortion providers in a weird spot when it came to medication abortions. That's the kind of abortion you get by taking a pill or two. The law required doctors to shirk evidence-based protocol, which included lower doses of the drug, among other things. Instead, they were required by law to follow an outdated label on the drug.
And then the doctors were like, well, that's really not medically ethical to follow, you know, a way that we know isn't as good for our patients now that we know there's a better way to do it for our patients.
That's Kelly Hart with Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas. She says because of that conflict, a lot of providers started pulling back from using the abortion pill since an extra dose was newly required. That extra dose also meant an extra trip to the clinic. And the old label limited when women can use medication abortions.
Now they have to make 4 trips to the doctor. They have less of a window when they're allowed to use it. So it just made it a lot less convenient option for women. And so our numbers dropped to less than 1% of women who opted for this.
But in March of 2016, the FDA changed the label to the protocol most doctors outside of Texas were already using. The dosage went down, and so did the number of trips women had to take to a clinic in Texas. And the label also allowed women to use it for up to 10 weeks of pregnancy. It used to be 7 weeks. Hart says in the first fiscal quarter of this year, Planned Parenthood of Central Texas saw usage of medication abortions increase to 37% of all abortions. Daniel Grossman, an investigator with the Texas Policy Evaluation Project, says that's about the percentage of women in the state who have said they prefer medication abortions. So he says he's not surprised usage is increasing.
Many women have a very strong preference for having a medication abortion. They see it as less invasive, more private. They're able to have the abortion essentially at home.
Grossman says when his team was interviewing women after HB2, but before the label changed, the lack of access to medication abortions was a big issue.
We interviewed women who talked about how frustrating it was that they couldn't access their preferred method of abortion. And it really made them very unsatisfied with the care that they got.
Grossman says in some cases, women would even delay getting an abortion until they could find a clinic that provided the medication, which didn't always work out. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.